We have made it to the end of November, the last month. The final month of the year is coming up. I'm excited to bring you lots of episodes in December, 31 episodes to be precise. But here we are on episode 2525, the last day of November 2023, featuring an electronic music producer who offers lessons and mentorship. Now, this is part of our Throwback Thursday series, where we get to take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. All kinds of stories in our archives, and a lot of time has passed since some of them first came out. So we like to do some updates and see what's new, what's different, any lessons, any big successes, changes, and so on. It's an open format. Just encourage people to share whatever they want to share, whatever they feel might be helpful. So last week, we heard from a UK importer of cashmere blankets. 2 years after starting her business, it's going stronger than ever. And today, as mentioned in this feature, we're going to hear from an electronic music producer who also coaches other musicians. So what's happened since we first heard from Damien? Let's hear his update. I'll come back with a quick wrap-up.
Hi, I'm Damien, and for the past few years, I've been diving into the world of electronic music education, specifically focusing on genres like dubstep, house, and ambient. Teaching Logic Pro and Ableton Live, that's what I do. Initially, I shared Logic tips on Reddit and beginner Ableton hacks on YouTube for free. The game evolved when people began DMing me with personalized questions. I knew it was time to turn the knobs up and start charging for my expertise. I designed a few educational options catering to different needs. Some folks wanted to dissect serum patches or explore sound design, while others were curious about chord progressions and melodies in the ambient genre. For those needing their tracks critiqued, I offered track review sessions at $20 a pop. And if someone wanted a ghost-produced track, that service starts at $500. Marketing-wise, I fired up Facebook ads targeted at fans of Skrillex, Calvin Harris, and Aphex Twin. At the same time, I nurtured an email list, where I sent out weekly notes on mixdown techniques, parallel compression, and other hot topics. Being an electronic music producer was a significant advantage, but I had to up my game on the educational psychology front. How do you keep a student engaged? Some apps introduce gamification elements, such as MIDI trophies and badges, but this was just me. So instead, I added a note in my calendar to check in with them once a week by text. And one of my students came to me with a trance track drowning in reverb and clashing frequencies. After a couple of sessions tweaking EQ, perfecting sidechain compression, and layering synths, he secured a deal with a niche label. This success story has since been a mainstay in my marketing material. A pro tip for aspiring instructors: keep your DAWs updated and never overlook the importance of understanding the latest plugins and virtual instruments. The electronic music sphere is dynamic, and your curriculum should be no less. So, here I am, years into this oral adventure. I've enabled students to decode the complexities of electronic music from sound design to automation in Ableton Live. Thanks for tuning into my story. And remember, in electronic music, you're only as good as your last track.
Big thanks to Damien for sharing those updates with us. Let me know what you think, listeners, and who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories, 2,500 plus total episodes. If you have a question or an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2525. And of course, new episodes coming out every day, always completely free. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you like to get your podcasts, in fact, or just directly on the website as well. Thanks so much. That's all for now. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.